Hey, 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 this is the Anything Is Possible podcast with Corey T, episode 11, even though it should be like episode 20 because I've been gone for almost a whole month, but what's up, people? What's up, people? What's up? A lot of shit has happened since the last time we talked, since the last time we spoke, since the last time we had a conversation, I don't know what slur that, it doesn't matter. We've had the alt-right shit happen over there in Charlottesville in Virginia. I'm right in D.C., so I'm not that far away from it. Had a lot of shit happen between then and now. North Korea, all this other shit. Ugh. Like I told you before, I think the world's going to end, but I hope not because all the new children are being born. I want the babies to have a bright future and all that, but the world is fucked up places, you see, as you know. So fucked up. But you only have to look towards your happiness. Your happiness, people. Be happy with yourselves while we face the apocalypse. The apocalypse. I don't really think the apocalypse is really going to happen. But I hope not. I have panic attacks. I panic a lot. Not a lot, but I panic somewhat. But it's like, I said, man, so 70, he's like in the 70s and shit like that. He's not going to change. His mind is straightforward of what he's gonna do. That nigga's a military commander in his head, even though he never did the shit. Rich young man. Rich old man, I meant. I don't know, I didn't even come in with a subject. I listen to a lot of music lately. I mean, I haven't listened to a lot of music, but I listen to like a lot of different type of music. Not on mainstream shit, but like mixtape shit. You know, like on Spinrella and shit, where you look at the bottom and you see like type of music that you never even seen. You're like, I'm gonna try it out. Nah, I ain't gonna try that nigga. Like, he's some shit. Like, he sound like everybody else. Cause 9 times out of 10, most of the motherfuckers you look at will spin Rella sound like either Future or the Migos. Like, trying to sound like them. And I like their shit, but I'm saying they trying to sound like him. Them. And I'm like, I ain't about to listen to your voice sound exactly like him. You know what I mean? Like, the design was kind of different. That Panda shit was y'all like business. No, this is Future. I'm like, cause you ever seen a video where Future was looking at the video? When I was listening to the song in the club and shit, and him and his man shit nodding his head, his man keep on nodding his head. He thinking that's him. He thinking that's his song. They're like, Future, like, what the fuck did I make this? And his man keep going. He don't realize that that's not Future's song. He like going with the shit and all that. Like, it's my man's song. It's my man's song. That's when I was like, damn. I said they gonna have some type of beef. Cause that was at a time Future didn't fuck with nobody that sounded like him. Well, at least it didn't come off that he did. I don't think that he did. Like, that Young Thug shit that happened to later. But Rich Homie Quan, Migos, now that nigga, Bitch You Guessed It song, Bitch You Guessed It, ugh, whatever it shit, him, that didn't start off him sounding like, it started off him dissing Future first. You know I ain't got shit to really talk about. I'm talking about fucking beef and rapping shit. I didn't write shit down. Kind of regret it. I don't know. I've been fucking with Game of Thrones a lot lately. I always love Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones is the greatest show of all time. I don't give a fuck when nobody says, actually, have you seen Power? I'm like, nah. Nah, I'm watching Game of Thrones. Sorry, they should not come on at the same, in the same, like, season and shit like that. Like, the summertime and shit. Power was supposed to go to the other time. I know they still doing it, but I'm not gonna watch that shit if Game of Thrones on the same time. I don't give my attention to more than one show at one time. I'm pretty sure that I could, but I don't. I'm not with that shit. Game of Thrones is my shit. I don't fuck with The Walking Dead no more. That shit became corny. Became hella corny. Cause like The Walking Dead got more black characters than Game of Thrones, but they make them all subservient. Even though in the Game of Thrones they are slaves. To the side, all white characters, they show like one Asian character on Game of Thrones. And I was like, for a second, it never started in the game. I think somebody told me it's gonna be an important character. I was like, oh sure, okay, they bring it diverse. I ain't running black people all the way yet, other than the nigga that was trying to marry Daenerys and shit, like in season 2 or season 1. His name started with the Exorcist. The fat black dude is always in, like, African nigga. I mean, British or African, I don't know which one he is. But he always in the movie is the sad black character. But I'm saying that's basically it for their diversity. That's why I want to make my own. One day I want to have, I don't know if I ever will direct anything or anything like that, but I want to have my own type of world where it's mostly black characters. Not even just to be racist, but just to be like, they always do the shit. Asian people do the same shit with anime and all that other shit. But whatever. This has been the Corey T podcast. This has been the Anything podcast.